And this is Mal Belairs, and this is our Music of Christmas program. For the 13th consecutive year, we're doing it for you pretty much in the order that we built it initially. And yet each year we add in new songs and do a little more research. This has become a hobby of mine, the music of Christmas. And I don't know why, it just began and has grown. And I thoroughly enjoy this time. In this hour, we are going to continue with Italy, then to Australia, then to Ireland, then to Czechoslovakia, and then even to an Indian Christmas carol from up in Canada. And then in a little while, we're going back in time, as far back in time as we can, and begin to move up through the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages. It's a fascinating study, and the music is all here to support the research. Merry Christmas from all of our friends at Austin Federal Savings and Loan. Every Sunday, I make a few comments about them. They're awfully nice people. We had a dinner here the other night. Mr. Jim Grant, the president, Mr. Otto Kling, and all of us were over here at the Furniture Mart, a dinner for the Federal Savings and Loan Associations of Illinois. I think it's good to get together with all these people because I come aware of how sincerely they're interested in helping people like us save money, and also to help us to fulfill the dream of every family to own its own home. Now, if you live in the Chicago area and if you're about to buy a home, may I suggest that you stop in at Austin Federal and just talk to them, because they can give you the kind of legal and monetary advice that can make that mortgage of yours a much more solid instrument. You're going to be living with it for 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years, you know. 5454 West North Avenue near Central. The phone number of Austin Federal is 637-5900. And from Otto and Jim and all the folks at Austin Federal, a very Merry Christmas.
When I step into my Sardo bath, something wonderful begins to happen. First, Sardo starts to soothe, smooth away dry, flaky skin. Then as I step out of my bath, Sardo clings to my skin, creating an invisible cloak that protects me for hours. My Sardo cloak locks precious moisture in. My Sardo cloak stays with me all day, indoors and outdoors. And I can create it, even if I shower, with Sardoettes. While my skin is still wet, I simply smooth on a Sardoette, on my legs, my arms, over all of me. Then I've created my Sardo cloak. Sardo, Sardoettes, the invisible cloak of beauty that protects me against dry skin.
I would also like to say Merry Christmas to all of our friends here in the Midwest from the Branniger Organization. All of you men who are golfers know them very well, I'm sure. This is the time of year when we put away the golf clubs and think about a good dinner. I'm thinking about, say, Christmas Eve at Indian Lakes. If you don't know where Indian Lakes is, may I tell you? Caters to all of you folks in the western suburbs. Easy to get to. You go right straight west on Lake Street through Addison to Bloomingdale Road, which is very clearly marked. There's a stop sign, stop light there. It's the first big stoplight, as I recall, west of the little town of Addison. You go south about a quarter of a mile, and then you turn to your right, and there it is. It sits on the brow of a hill, a simply magnificent restaurant. They're going to have a plan there for New Year's Eve, $30 per couple, and all the champagne and all the good fun and bands and singers, and it'll be just a gala party. So we think you might enjoy it. Their chef, Bert Viancourt, is going to do a French-Canadian dinner. And if I know Bert Viancourt, and I do, this man is a superb chef. Why don't you call them and make a reservation right now? You're thinking of a place you've never been for New Year's Eve? Try Indian Lakes at 894-5330. Oh, you could go out there any evening during the week except Monday. They're closed on Mondays. And try it. Try Bert's French onion soup. It is magnifique, to say the least. Last hour we left Italy. I think some of the most beautiful Christmas carols do come from this country because the children are involved, and here's one we just have to play.
Bambino divino, bambino divino,
bambino divino, bambino divino, in days we are
bambino divino,
a child was born to save.
One cold and blessed.
sol. Oh, bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar. Oh, bambino mio divino, io ti vedo qui tremar. In days beyond recall, a child was born to save.
Now let's move to the other side of the world, to Australia. It's quite different down under because it's the middle of summer there. May I show you? Mind's eye, imagination, please. In the first place, the old custom of door-to-door carol singing is becoming something of a rarity in Australia. However, if a group should come to a householder's door, the singers would most likely find the family lolling on the front porch, the way we do in July, hoping for a cool breeze to spring up after the heat of the day. Garden hoses and sprinklers would be refreshing the zinnias, the marigolds, the pink and blue hydrangeas and gardenias. Iced fruit drinks, luscious chunks of watermelon would be offered to you. And this is Christmas time. We have a song now called Christmas Bush for His Adorning. Now, Christmas bush is a native Australian plant. It's a shrub which is covered in masses of tiny flowers ranging in color from rosy pink to deep red. So, Christmas? Christmas bush for his adorning.
Christmas bush.
Christian faith is the same, the sound of the organ, the sound of the group, but certainly the conditions under which Christmas is celebrated in Australia, down under, New Zealand, completely different from the way we visualize it. Let's come back now to the British Isles, specifically to Ireland. In the British Isles, the holly and the ivy are completely native and grow wild. Wherever you go, you'll find the ivy covering a home. It's the prettiest sight in the little gardens. When my wife were in Ireland several years ago, we found a group called the Little Dublin Singers. Lovely little girls. And they've recorded an album that includes one of their Christmas songs called Hang Up the Holly. Here's a lovely little carol from Czechoslovakia now. It is called The Rocking Carol. The Rocking Carol. With Christ's birth, the mood of the Nativity story shifts from one of heavenly glory to human tenderness. This is a traditional Czechoslovakian carol. One of the most interesting things I think about the music of Christianity is that it parallels the direction the missionaries went. May I show you what I mean? When a certain Jesuit missionary came to Canada, to the Hurons, he brought the story of Jesus, the little baby. And certainly this was attractive to the Indians he found there. So he wrote the words that they could understand and set it to the tune of an old French Noel.
Before their light, the
Spend the first part of our Christmas card and music moving around the world, picking up some of the little-known songs, traveling, say, to Canada, to the tribe, the Hurons, then to Australia, to give us all just a little of the feeling of the size and the grandeur and the beauty of the special holiday that's with us. Now it is time to go back in time, and we'll do that in just a moment. I know that many of the ladies who are listening are responsible for getting meals every day, every day, every day. I would like to suggest some Chungking fried rice. Why? To break up the monotony. If you peel potatoes every day of your life, it becomes a boring task. Consider, please, it may become just as boring for the members of your family partaking of the potatoes. I don't know what you will have for dinner today, but anything that you have as a meat course would be enhanced with the use of some Chungking fried rice. We give you your choice, you know. Chungking fried rice with chicken, Chungking fried rice with pork, Chungking fried rice with shrimp. It's delicious, and it's all cooked, all prepared. It's long grain, never sticky, delicately herb seasoned with little bits of onions and celery and sweet red peppers. And it's also in the frozen food compartment in your grocery store. Realizing the holidays are with us, I'd keep a few cans or packages in the freezer, just to be sure that when you needed something to zip up a meal, you had it in Chungking fried rice.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Ray Conniff and the Singers wish you the merriest Christmas ever with two exciting new Columbia albums. We Wish You a Merry Christmas is a delightful collection of holiday favorites, yours to enjoy as you prepare your gift list. How about the gift of music? Like another new Conniff record, This Is My Song.
Love, this is my song. Here is a song.
The title song from the great new Conniff collection of hits like Sunrise, Sunset, Born Free, What Now, My Love.
What now, my love? Now that you left me, how can I live?
So have a Conniff Christmas and ask for these Conniff albums on Columbia Records, wherever records are sold.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Precisely the statement I think all the Chicagoland Ford dealers would like me to send out to you today. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We do indeed. I, the other day, was driving through our little community, and I saw a beautiful, shiny new Country Squire Ford station wagon, and it must have been just on its way from the garage, because Father was driving, and he had a certain look on his face, and Mother was sitting up right straight, right to his right in the co-pilot seat, and there were half a dozen youngsters in the back, and they all had grins from ear to ear. Think of this for a family Christmas present. A car that will take you on weekends all year long. A car that will take you on your summer vacation. Where do you want to go? A car that leaves you free to do whatever you want to do. Chance to see the world, to show your children things that you have seen when you were little. Yes, a car can be a most exciting thing. You don't want one that's about to capsize on you, do you? That's why your neighborhood Chicagoland Ford dealer would be delighted to show off any one of 44 different Fords, from Falcons to Torinos to Thunderbirds to Galaxies to LTDs to Country Squires. Merry Christmas from all of your friends, the Chicagoland Ford dealers. Now, we're back in time. The oldest known Christmas carol has been traced to the Bishop of Rome, and his name was Bishop Telesphorus, and the year was 129 A.D., when he said, "Let's have a special song to commemorate the birth of Jesus," and then the monks would sing it on the way to midnight mass.
Angels, we have heard, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains hear high, echoing their joyous strains.
Excelsis Deo.
the sounds of Christmas as they come up to us through the dim, far reaches of antiquity before any records were kept. But the music was there, and it was handed down from father to son, from family to family. This is Mal Belairs, and this is WBBM Radio Chicago, our annual program dedicated to all of you, our listeners, and sent with much love from all of us who are a part of WBBM Radio in Chicago. Things were very difficult in the early days of Christianity. In 64 AD, Peter and Paul had been killed when Nero made Christians the scapegoats for his burning of Rome. In 303 AD, Emperor Diocletian celebrated the Nativity by putting 20,000 Roman Christians to death by fire. But in the year 313, Emperor Constantine, himself a Christian convert, issued his Edict of Toleration, which legalized Christianity. In the year 392, Theodosius outlawed paganism. And it was about that time that one of the popes wrote a very interesting thing. Well, it was 200 years later. He was commenting upon the problems of Christianity in the British Isles. And he said, "I have upon mature deliberation on the affair of the English determined that the temples of the idols in that nation ought not to be destroyed, but let the idols that are in them be destroyed. Let holy water be made and sprinkled in the said temples. Let altars be erected and relics placed. For if those temples are well built, it is requisite that they be converted from the worship of devils to the service of the true God, that the nation, seeing that their temples are not destroyed, may remove error from their hearts, and knowing and adoring the true God, may the more familiarly resort to the places to which they have been accustomed. For there is no doubt that it is impossible to efface everything at once from their minds, because he who endeavors to ascend to the highest place rises by degrees or steps and not by leaps. Hence the old songs and the old traditions of Christmas time and the pagans blended with the Christians."
Thank you.
deck the hall with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la. Christianity and the ancient rites of paganism coming together. This next song deals with the same thing, the holly and the ivy. This song is traditional. It is also anonymous. I can't find any source that will tell you exactly when it began to be sung. It is English in origin, at least British Isles. It's traceable definitely back to the Druids. The thing about this song is that it was always used in a pagan rite to celebrate the man, who was symbolized by holly, and the woman, symbolized by ivy. It's also interesting to me to note that we have used this song for the last 6 or 7 years, sung by the Paulist Choir of Chicago, and this is the year that the Paulist Choir was disbanded. So we have a little tradition in keeping this lovely Chicago sound alive. Coming up through time now from the ancient days. Oh, and there is so much to be said about the celebration at the Christmas season. Because, again, we must stress that the whole world does change. We are moving up to the very shortest day of the year, the day when the sun disappears earliest, and then the clock of mankind turns, and the days begin to lengthen. And it was at this time that the Nativity was planned. The wonderful tradition and songs of the season. Beautiful. We'll continue just a second. Well, I think I would like to say something about Honey Bear Farm. It's been such fun talking about Honey Bear Farm all the way up until Christmas. This is the last week now, which you mothers have a chance to bring the little ones up to have breakfast with Santa Claus. Yes, really, Santa Claus is at Honey Bear Farm this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. This is the last week before Christmas. We planned to have Santa Claus only available on Saturdays, but we saw very quickly that that was not going to be enough. So to keep conditions from being overcrowded, we made this arrangement with him. It cost 75 cents for the youngsters. They'll meet Nicky the Clown, and they'll sing songs, and you mothers can do some last-minute shopping. We do ask you to make a reservation. Call 686-6160, and then come on up. I'd say one of you use a car, and two or three of the other gals bring your youngsters, kind of pool your collection of children. Drive right straight up the Tri-State Tollway to Wisconsin, take 50 to the west, and you'll pick up the Honey Bear Farm signs and come right on in. It's a very easy ride, and you'll all enjoy it. Remember now, 686-6160.
Blackberry, elderberry, cherry, blackberry, elderberry.
That's one way to remember the names of Manischewitz fruit wines. The unforgettable way is to taste them. Each of these delicious, specially sweetened wines is bursting with the full, natural flavor of the fruit. Manischewitz travels far and wide in Europe to find that flavor at its natural best. To Holland for the blackberry, to the Adriatic for cherries, to Ireland for the elderberry. Then the vintners take over and make wines you'll never forget. Next time, try famous Manischewitz fruit wines made of imported European fruits. Blackberry, elderberry, cherry wine, and natural flavors.
Man, oh, Manischewitz, kosher wine for me. Manischewitz wine is fine as wine should be. Whether sweet or dry, it's just plain heavenly.
Yes, the best there is Manischewitz's.
Man, oh, Manischewitz, what a wine.
What a wine.
Brought Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
And if you're going to be out this next week, if you're going to be traveling around, whenever you are out, you businessmen who are listening today, you mothers who are always busy, if you're out with the children or looking for a good spot to stop for lunch or for dinner, may I suggest one of the three Scandahouse Smorgasbord restaurants? Number one, our baby of the group, is in the Meadowdale Shopping Center. That's for all of you folks in the Carpentersville neighborhood, or Elgin or Dundee or Algonquin. We're inside the South Mall. We're in the Mount Prospect Plaza, Rand Road and Central Road. Wheaton, North Avenue, Route 64 at Schmalley Road, that's right in the Carroll Stream neighborhood. Our prices during the week for luncheon are just 99 cents. Children under 10, 79. Dinners are $1.39, children 99. Sundays and holidays, $1.59, children 99 cents. Beverage and dessert are extra, but nominally priced. You say that food is very inexpensive. How could it be good? It's the buffet arrangement that makes it possible. You can also save money because you don't have to tip anybody. So why don't you stop in and try a good Swedish smorgasbord, a buffet that is 50 feet long. Back to the music of antiquity now. The early days of the church, the songs were carried on, of course, by the monks. Solemn procession on their way to church. Here is one of the most famous, O come, Emmanuel. This is the first stanza of an ancient Gregorian chant sung on December 17th, and another stanza each night until Christmas. It is traceable back to the 9th century. The whole series is known as the Seven O's, since each invocation begins with O and hails the Messiah differently.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Our next song is also done in much the same tradition. It is called Jerusalem Gaude, in which the exultant words of the prophet Zechariah are sung in 7th century Gregorian chant at Vespers on Gaudete, that's Rejoice Sunday, the day in which the vestments are pink after the first weeks of the vestments being purple, as man rejoices for the coming of the Lord.
Jerusalem, Gaude, Gaude, O Magno, quia veni et tibi salvator, alleluia. Confitebor tibi, Domini, in toto corde meo, in consilio iussorum et congregatione, magna opera Domini, exquisita in omnes voluntates eius.
Spiritui Sancto.
Sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper,
et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jerusalem, caudebra Deo magno, qui veni et tibi salvator, alleluia.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
For known a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem on a Christmas morn.
And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
In the 9th and 10th centuries, much of Europe fell to the Norsemen or to the Vikings from Scandinavia. Here, those fierce, heavily mustachioed Norse sea lords accepted Christianity slightly, and then completely, and then retained in their Christmas celebrations several customs from their common pagan past. You've heard of the ceremonial boar's head, which they served with its tusks, replaced with an apple in its mouth. Goes back to Frey, the Norse god of the herds. The blazing Yule log, center of so many superstitions, remained popular. So did the bonfires that had been lit on the shortest day of the year to speed the return of the life-giving sun. Another remnant was the use of evergreens. The Norsemen and the Anglo-Saxons continued to decorate their halls with evergreen boughs during their Christmas revels. But as the generations passed, they slowly forgot that the custom had been a pagan act in defiance of the winter's power to kill. As the Norse conquerors weakened in England, another power was rising in France, the more advanced and worldly Normans. It was not until the Norman influence came to Britain that a genuine order and formality entered the English Yuletide festival. And, here's a fascinating note, it was on Christmas Day in 1066 that William the Conqueror assumed England's throne, firmly establishing the Norman line. And so we see the different countries, the different religions, all gently but firmly coming together. Here's one of the better Christmas carols. This one has a confused history, too. Some say it's Swedish, some say it's German or Bavarian, but it's the story of a good king on the Feast of Stephen.
Thank you.
We're almost ready now to start moving forward into the songs of specific countries as we reach the early days of the Middle Ages. But I think for all of us who hear the sounds of Christmas, we must remember that even though we change, and we do, the earliest sounds came out to us like this.
Christus natus est, o die salvatora parui, o die in terra canunt angeli, levantur arcangeli, o die exultant justi dicendo, Gloria in excelsis Deo, Alleluia.
Now in the next hour, we will move into the Christmas music from France. There is so much of it, and it's beautiful. We will divide this next hour with the music of France and the music of Germany. In the hour after that, we'll move to England. We'll pick up a whole segment of the lovely Kolenda, the music of Poland. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll move to the songs of America in Christmas. At 5 o'clock, some of the songs for the children. I hope you'll be able to spend the entire afternoon with us. The music of Christmas. He rose above poverty and prejudice to the dizzy heights of wealth and power. Paul Newman, Barbara Rush, and Alexa Smith star in The Young Philadelphians tonight on Channel 2 Television's Late Show. It's emotion-charged drama as the young lawyer risks everything to defend a lifelong friend in The Young Philadelphians, starring Paul Newman, Barbara Rush, and Alexa Smith tonight at 10:30 on Channel 2 Television. This being Sunday, I would like to remind all of you of a very special purchase of Codel Carpet that Citywide Carpet made just a little over, 2 weeks ago now. I told you about their buying up 7 rolls of Slight Mill Imperfects and then bringing it to you for just $4.75 a square yard, carpeting that sells everywhere for at least $11.95 a square yard, if perfect. We are just about out of this carpeting now. They advise me there are just a few hundred yards left. A lot of smart folks have been out there at Citywide Carpet at 6101 North Broadway. They made the carpet via their lives. And if this last week is any indication, by today or maybe tomorrow, the balance of that carpeting will all be sold. So if you're looking for it, get over and see it. It does have a few slight mill imperfections in color only, but it's a wonderful buy. 6101 North Broadway, open today, Sunday, until 5, and all day tomorrow, Monday, from 9 until 9. If you'd like to shop at home, you can call them at 338-8080. Citywide honors all Midwest bank cards.
CBS Radio.